Better, worse, more or less. Want to do another round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Are you more or less of a diva than me? Yeah, that's a good one, right?
A diva?
Like yeah.
That one. I think we're neither of us are particularly demanding. I think you a little.
You think I'm more of a diva?
I guess.
Why?
You're harder to take to restaurants.
Gotcha yeah, there.
I mean, yeah. It's really like, I mean, if there's a tipping point, it's really all I've got.
I thought it was going to be something. I thought you were about to point something out that maybe I didn't know I did. I was like bracing to find out that I'm like a dick everywhere we go and I haven't known it for a long time or something. No. And then you come up with your heart to take to restaurants. For the record, I always say, go where you want. I'll figure myself out.
It's true.
You guys are too nice to go get Chinese or anything else. So I appreciate that. I think that is a question better answered by the rest of the group. Steve, Kelly, Maitland, Tommy, one at a time, so you can't hide in the background.
No, I think say it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To see if it's all the same.
All right, we're saying who's the bigger diva?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Out of all the same time?
Everybody or just?
No, free beer and hot wings.
Okay.
Free beer.
Okay. Yeah, it might be me. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to self-evaluate.
Are you nervous right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I know, because that's not something I want to be.
I was fine when it was just you and I talking it through. I'm like, whoever
okay
he picks,
if you're
I don't
countdown.
Care.
Countdown. Countdown. Do it.
Okay.
You got this.
3, 2, 1.
Hot wings.
Oh.
It's solely based on copy. Hot
exactly.
Wings. Hot wings copy diva.
Exactly.
Hot wings copy diva.
That's it. That's all it is.
That was the only thing I could think of that might make you win.
Yeah. That one does drive me crazy.
Brought up a very strong point with the restaurant. Although I don't really consider that diva-like. That's just picky.
I'm picky about copy.
It's different.
Let's see. Steve? Now, this one doesn't work for you. Maitland, are you better or worse at talking to management than Kelly?
Ooh. Than Kelly?
Yeah.
Probably worse.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. I think Kelly comes up with like a cool confidence. She's very well-spoken. But aggressive so she can get the job done.
Yes.
But I would bolt.
She comes in hot.
I'd bolt.
Say.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they said, well, that's not how it's usually done. I'd be like, oh, it's not? Okay.
Oh, man. That for Kelly, that's like them saying, go.
No, yeah. Kelly would challenge the entire system and end their bloodline.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be great. I do love having corporate conversations because I don't belong in that world. But I married a lawyer, I dated a previous lawyer, and then I worked at a law firm. So I love that whole like negotiating kind of aspect or trying to get something for the show that somebody might say, that might be too hard. And I'll say, is it too hard or have we never tried hard enough for it? Because I'm willing to try.
That's some Yoda stuff
and
right
if
there.
If you don't want to try, I'll do it. I just want to make sure you're not going to get mad at me for how hard I try and then make it happen when you could have done it all along. And then, you know, we could work together on this, but up to you. Put it in their court, but be a butthole about it.
That's a good one.
I know.
Yeah.
Is it that? Say it again.
What?
The line you used. That's not how we
made it up. I don't really know.
That was, that was really good.
Yeah.
I wish you remembered it so I could hear it again and learn it.
What she said.
Something about trying hard.
Yeah. Is it that you haven't tried or you haven't tried hard enough?
Yeah. Is it that? Is it too hard to do or is it that you haven't tried hard enough to do it?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To make it happen. Yeah.
Steve, you have to pick one of us to speak at a public event. Who's most likely to embarrass you?
Who's most likely to embarrass
you? That wasn't how you thought that was going to go, was
it? No. Oh, Tommy.
You think Tommy would embarrass you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I probably wouldn't even try. I would just start speaking and then just words would come out and I'd be like, oh, Steve, yeah, that guy slaps. Oh, it's a phrase. It's a phrase of reference.
So wait, you just start, regardless of the event?
Yeah, you know what?
If Steve brought you up to speak at the March of Dimes or something, you'd be like, man. Ah, that's Steve. Steve slaps.
Oh, no. It's terrible. It's a conference of about against abused kids.
Steve slaps. I mean,
no.
In the good way, you know, without leaving a mark.
Yeah, exactly.
This punches up. I mean, oh.
You guys could write me something like note card bullet points, and I'd probably find a way to completely diverge and find a way to just make Steve look like the worst person ever. All love, of course. And
right,
I just stand up there sweating, and I start making my little fluster noises. I'm like, Steve.
Like when we had everybody call and tell you, ask you if they won, and you went, that was my favorite. Who wants this last one?
Fluster noise.
This last one's a good one. Who wants the last one?
Maitland does.
I'll take it.
Maitland, are you a better or worse lover than Hot Wings?
Better. Like, I'm a better lover than you, Hot Wings.
I doubt it. I got experience and numbers.
You're also single, though.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know how many times I've had to start over? That's a guy who tries. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Hot Wings is still hungry.
That's a guy who's not. That's a guy who's not afraid to go places, if you know what I mean.
What about the salad bar? You go to the salad bar?
You know, it's not my favorite.
Okay, but you'll stop by, a visit.
You know, depends.
Maitland, why do you think you're better?
As long as it's been rinsed.
I don't know.
Because you had to pick one?
Yeah.
Hot Wings, are you a better lover or worse lover than Kelly?
Oh, based on your logic.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, okay, he's older than you, but
you know,
you haven't been.
Women don't have to try as hard.
Yeah, ladies.
You think Kelly's just a layabout?
Yeah, you guys got what we crave.
Like, dead fish.
Yeah. You got what we crave.
Just lay there.
Like, it's not like a snack section at the gas station.
Like, nobody ever says a woman is de-whipped. You know, it's the other way around. Like, so we have to try harder.
Okay.
Kelly, how do you feel about that?
I feel like that logic is interesting. I want to dive deeper into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Hot Wings is a freak, honestly.
You think he's a secret freak?
Yeah, I think I openly talk about, you know, my slut years, but I think Hot Wings is a secret freak.
But his Catholic guilt keeps it all silent.
People around and throwing people up against walls and stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, like one of those erotic book
50 Shades of Grey
characters. Yeah, for sure. Mm. That's how women talk to him, at least in the audience. I'm like, yeah, he could get it for sure from all these women. Just I think. I don't know if that means you're a better lover.
I don't know that it does either.
Steve, are you a better or worse lover than Maitland?
I'm better.
You going to take that?
Do you guys not think I have game? Is that the problem here?
I thought you had game until you asked that just now.
Yeah.
And then I went, nope, she's never seen one.
Yeah, no.